It's a very interesting story that happened today in Rabbi Simon's Hilchos Avelos, Hilchos Avelos Shir. So we started off talking about the Inyan of Be'inyan Ma'abed Atz Meladas. There's a whole topic, Rahman al-Aslan, that's a little happens too often in Klai Yisrael, where someone, Chas Hashem, commits suicide, and there's certain halachas that we have in Hilchos Avelos to deal with that. We start off the shir, and this is how Rabbi Simon started off the shir, saying it's brought down in the pasuk by pasuk of Parshas Noach, and specifically Rashi says va'achas dimcha. The pasuk says that you have to, when you spill your blood. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Melakama, avapi shi'itarti lachem netilas neshama bebehema es dimchem edrosh me'ashuvich dam atzmo, which basically means even though Hashem says I permitted you taking the soul with regards to animals, if chas shom you take blood from yourself, you have to pay the price. Right before, 5 seconds before, he's about to say this Rashi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, will kill an animal. This is huge, huge, I don't know if it was a grasshopper, it was a huge insect running around the room. And my friend Jonathan Bloom stomped on the thing, and literally right, Rav Simon's about to say this Rashi, and Rav Simon screams out and says, oh, he got it. He looks back into the Rashi and says, oh, it's like, got me thinking a little bit about, you know, nothing happens stam in our lives. To be able to realize, maybe a little shtickle kesher of this maisa in the parsha. Rav Leibel Eger, the grandson of Rav Akiva Eger, beautiful sram called Torah's Emes. He has a section on, you know, his whole Torah, all his Torahs are based off the parsha. But there's also a section of his Torahs called Shabbos Achas Shavuos. Known as the Shabbos Achas Shavuos. And he has a whole section here, a lot of Noso Torahs. Usually, and not in a non-leap year, Noso always falls out in Shavuos. What's the deeper meaning? Why Dafka does Noso fall out Dafka after Shavuos? We know one of the main things that Parshas Noso talks about is Berchas Kohen. Perek, Vav, Psukim, really Chav Gimel, until Chav Zayin. The Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with Berchas Kohen. And here in Chutz Laaretz, here in America, we're only, if you're not Sephardi, you only do it 3 times a year. Yeah, 3 or 4 Rosh Hashanah, I don't think there's Berchas Kohen, right? No, Bistama there is. No, so more, let's say 5 to 6 times a year. Yom Kippur, this and that. But at the end of the day, Berchas Kohen, we don't really get to cherish until we get to the Moadim. You know, the last Pasuk is by Berchas Kohen, says the Pasuk says, V'samu eshimi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says that they shall place my name upon the children of Klai Yisrael and I shall bless them. Rashi says from the Medrash, what does Rashi say? Yevarachim b'shem ha-mefurash. You should dafka bless them with the explicit name. So I just want to just say a quick Torah, a very deep idea from Rabbi Leibel. What this actually means, v'samu eshemi abanei Yisrael v'nei yevarachim. What does that mean? You should place Hashem's name on them. So Rabbi Leibel wants to explain why dafka is not so right after Shavuos. We know that the Gemara says in Shabbos, the kulei alma b'Shabbos nitna Torah. Everyone understands. Everyone knows that everyone in the Torah, all the Tanaim in the Gemara agree that the Torah was given on Shabbos. We also know from the Zohar, we also know from other sources in Chazal that Shabbos is known as the Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, right? Shabbos. That's why when a person goes into the bathroom, we're not allowed to say Shabbos because Shabbos is one of Kadosh Baruch Hu's names. We know that it's a set time. Shabbos comes every 7 days of the week from the Rabbonu Shalom. However, when it comes to the Moadim, when it comes to the Shalosh Regalim, Klai Yisrael are the ones who enact the days, right? If they see on the 29th of the month, they have the ability to be able to say, oh, it's going to be a leap year. They have the ability to be able to say this year is going to be a leap year. So we know the two things in the Sefer HaKadoshim. They come in something called Esusa de la Tata and Esusa de la Eilu. Esusa de la Tata means your Shabbos. When someone does a mitzvah, that brings down a tremendous shefa from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes in a person's life, we have to put in effort. The treasures are waiting there. We have to be able to do our effort to be able to bring it down. Sometimes there's something called a susa de la'ila, where it's all, it doesn't matter what a person does, Kadosh Baruch Hu is gonna make it happen. Pesach, all this from the Sidur Shalom brings down, completely a susa de la'ila. We didn't deserve it. We are on the 49th level, so we didn't deserve anything. Oh. Dam Pesach Tamila, it's for another time. Mostly everyone agrees that Asus Dulay is fully from their Rabbonu Shalom. So let's see what the Reb Leibel says. He says, Mila Shemi Mora al Kedusha Shabbos. He says, when the Pasuk says, V'samu Eshemi al Bnei Yisrael, and you should place my name on Klai Yisrael, what does that mean? you shall place the holiness on of Shabbos Kodesh. Bli avdova dilatata. Without any human energy. Ki Shabbos Shema de Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Umilus b'nei Yisrael mora al isusu dilatata. So what does it mean? V'samu shemi al b'nei Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Davka put Shabbos. Put Kodesh Baruch Hu on Klal Yisrael, which B'nai Yisrael is referred to as de la Tata. And we know, he says, Kedushas Moadim, Kadaka come from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has the ability to be able to do that. But what does he say here? B'samu Hashemi B'Abnei Yisrael, place my name on them, on Klal Yisrael, on Asus de la Tata. Hainu, this is the last line. Lifo B'Yisrael, Sheyakiru, Shegam, Ha'asus de la Tata, Ugam Kein Rak Mil Eila, Shehu B'china Shemi. They should realize, Klal Yisrael should realize, Samu should be Abnei Yisrael, and he says Bnei Yisrael when it refers to Bnei Yisrael in the Torah. It refers to Sudu Latata. The label is saying, tell them that even their Sudu Latata, even their effort, it's still Shmi. Even they have the ability to be able to mekayim and put the moadim where they are, but they're able to realize that it's still Shmi. That they have the effort. They get up in the morning, they have to go to minyan, bringing in a parnasa, and they mamish put in all their effort. You have to do your shalas 100%. But even there, that ability is still for me. That's the whole avoda of Matan Torah. Why Dafka Shabbos? Why Dafka Parshas Nasa is the Shabbos after Shavuos? Shavuos is the ultimate time where we see Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan in the entire world history. The entire Klal Yisrael's history was dependent upon this. To be able to realize that everything in our lives, we think that it's our Shabbos, we have to put it in our Shabbos. But at the end of the day, when you come home and you open that paycheck and you get that 98 on your test and you get that 1600. You have to realize that it all comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The famous story from the Baal HaTanya, a man, one of the Baal HaTanya's colleagues, he had five daughters, and unfortunately, he didn't get any shidduchim. What happened was, the Baal HaTanya came to him and said, "Rabbi Yid, what's going on? You have five daughters. What's going on? Why aren't any of them married?" You know what he answered back? He said, "To be honest with you, I'm trying. Nothing's happening." You know what the Baal HaTanya said? "I'm going to sit and give you my son, my oldest son of Dov Ber, to marry one of your daughters, and you'll see what happens." And what happened was that he got married, and the rest of the daughters swiftly came right after. A very similar ma'isa, the Sanza Rebbe. A woman once came to the Sanza Rebbe, says she sells apples in the market. One time she comes to the Rebbe and says, "Rebbe, you know, business is really not doing well." I heard the story from Moshe Tzvi, who's a Gvaldik. He said, "Business is really not doing well. What should we do?" He said, "Really, it's not doing well? Give me your apples." He goes back to the market, and everyone now sees the Rebbe, the Sanz Rebbe, selling the apples. "Apples, here you go, beautiful apples, here we go." Within minutes, the apples were all sold. He comes back home and tells the shamash to be able to bring back the woman. He says, "You just have to know how to sell the apples. Well, you just have to know, how to sell them." Obviously, the Sanz Rebbe knew that if someone of his status was going to the market, someone of his stature was going to be able to go, everyone wanted them. But I think the deeper essence of really what the Baal HaTanya and the mice of the Baal HaTanya and the mice of the Sanz Rebbe to realize is obviously you have to do your shtalos. But when someone such an emunah to Rosh Baruch Hu, that every little thing of their effort, they know it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all from Rosh Baruch Hu. And that's exactly the whole inyan of why Dafka Shabbos, the Shabbos after the Parshas Nasa is the Shabbos after Shavuos. Shavuos we see Klal Yisrael's biggest person, Chasan and Kala, to get the gift for Klal Yisrael from all time, to be able to realize, at the end of the day, you know, you put in all your shtalos, to be able to realize that it all comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the whole story of what happened today in the Hilchos Avelos here. Obviously, my friend John had to put his foot down, you know, but to be able to realize that it would mamash happen to be right before, as we read this Rashi, Parshas Noach, about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a head to be able to kill animals. Right? The dafka happened at that time, to be able to have to do your shtalos, but it all comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the whole avodah in marriage. That's the whole avodah in anything. When a person dates, when a person's in their own marriage, you're able to realize you have to put in your effort. Obviously, 100%. You're able to realize that one phone call here, that one phone call there, whatever it is, it's all about your effort. Obviously, but be able to realize it all comes from the avodah Hashem. And that's what the pasuk says from Rav Leibel Eger. The whole idea of samu et shemi al bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? Samu et shemi. Shemi refers to the avodah Hashem. Shemi refers to Shabbos al bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael is a coder for Asusu de la Tata. Be able to realize that everything, all Asusu de la Tata, is really Asusu de la Ayla. It's really all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the more we have this, Bezer Hashem will be Zohar, be able to take the Kedusha of Matan Torah, Kedusha of Shavuos into the year, Bezer Hashem, as now as we head into Parshas Nasu, Be'ezras Hashem we should be zocher to be able to realize that all our susa la dilatata, all of our efforts and all our shalas really all comes from the Ribono Hashem. Have a beautiful Shabbos.